Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Eliminate your stress. Whether you're buying or selling your home, I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I will help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation properties, or you're a first-time home buyer or even a seasoned buyer, let me help connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Craig and Amanda. Don't forget, you can always call us. Amanda,
this month is like a year long.
I know. Will 2020 ever end? And don't forget, we have an election coming up.
Well, it might if the whole world ends. So
yeah, there's always that. Hey, we're supposed to be positive. We are the positive group. You can call 989-888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. So we're up to Savvy Savings. What you Savvy got for
Savings.
Us today?
We've got a very special guest today for Savvy Savings.
Awesome.
I'm going to turn over today's segment to my sister, Monica, and she's going to talk to us about some money-saving meals. Hi, Monica. Welcome. But first, you want to give us an update? You just recently started Financial Peace University, right?
Yeah, we started, I think it was the beginning of March. I finally coerced my husband to come with me. And so we just started our journey beginning, maybe it was February. But yeah, we're just kind of at the beginning.
And how's that going?
Good. I mean, I feel like 2020 was like, hold my beer, you know, like you're starting to think you're going to save money, but you're not going to work for a while. But what's been awesome about this, though, is just having a little bit more of a command of my money where, you know, being a service industry worker, I'm a hairstylist, I am now out of work indefinitely. But it's good because I've been telling my money where to go for the past 2 months. So right. I already know what a month is going to look like. And so I'm not freaking out where I know I would have been, you know, even a year ago.
Right.
I feel like I have a little bit more control, even though I don't have control.
Yeah. And so for some of our listeners who have been with us for a while, a couple episodes ago, I shared Monica's actually the one who did that one selling everything in her house for $1 to make her $1,000 mini emergency fund. So she's got lots of great tips on not just the baby steps, but on money saving in general.
Yeah, I would say I'm probably like a hustler of hustlers. Like I'm always kind of throwing out like, how can I, you know, make a couple bucks here and there? Yeah, so.
But you actually are in two service industries, kind of like Craig, right? Where you're a stylist and also Monica and I actually own a business together and it's a lice treatment business. Do you want to go ahead and plug that while you're on? We let our guests plug their business.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So as Amanda said, we do own a head lice treatment business. I know all the listeners are scratching their heads. I can tell everybody you did not get lice just by hearing me talk about it. but yes, we do. So I do treat head lice, and that is a physical contact job. So that position as well, I am not able to work under the new COVID mandates that were handed down from our governor over this week. So, but we are definitely still shipping out product. If you find yourself stuck at home on quarantine, but you have some little guests in your hair, feel free to go to www.notorious.com and you can get some products. We'll get them out to you and walk you through how to get rid of those little bugs.
Yeah, so it's Notorious, B-U-G, a little play on Notorious, B-I-G, for those of you who are trying to remember. if anyone needs any product, go ahead and go over to the website and Monica will get that right out to you. All right. Well, the reason we brought you on the show today, you had a great Facebook post that I caught the other day on some breakfast burritos that you were meal prepping that end up being about 30 cents each for breakfast. So I know a lot of people are really struggling with their budgets right now. And well, why don't you just walk us through what your weekly food budget is, and then if you could go ahead and share your breakfast burrito idea.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So we, one thing, even before Dave Ramsey, like, I am really pretty strict with my budget. And my family of five, I have a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and my husband and I, we stay at or below $80 a week consistently for groceries. One of the things that I do is I shop at Aldi. I don't think that there's any better pricing out there. So that's what I found. And lately I've actually been getting the delivery. So that kind of keeps me from being swayed by any of those in-store purchases that I wasn't planning. So that's helping me stay under budget. And the other thing that's really great about the delivery is that I'm not out of food. Like, there are times after working a long shift at the salon, I'm like, oh, I'm too tired to go grocery shopping. Well, let's just pick up fast food. Well, now we can't because we're on our strict budget. And so if I order the groceries, they're already at home. I can make my meal. So that's been very helpful to keep me under budget as well. When I do my order throughout the week, I'll put things into my cart, or you can obviously make a grocery list. And one of the things that I do is I kind of alternate each week whether I buy bulk chicken or bulk ground beef, and then I plan my meals around that. So I will do bulk chicken breasts in the crock pot and then shred them all up, and then I do like chicken burritos, chicken tacos, fettuccine Alfredo with chicken. And so then I plan, you know, my meals for that week are kind of based around chicken. And we always throw in like a, we call it brinner, which is breakfast for dinner. And then the alternate week, I, the ground beef. And then we plan our meals around that, which is like tacos or meatloaf or meatballs. Or.
So how many pounds of chicken would you say you use to stretch for the week for five people?
It usually comes out to be, they just have the bulk chicken packages at Aldi, and I want to say they're like $13 a piece around there, and it's like $1.99 a pound. So what is that, like 6 pounds of chicken?
Yeah. Okay, so that's like 1 pound a person for the whole week.
But you'd be amazed how much shredded chicken that makes, and that's what I found is by shredding up the chicken, it goes further. Because think about it, whether you're going to do, like if you're going to put a chicken breast on a bun, you're going to use a lot more chicken breast than if you did a scoop of shredded chicken.
Right. Okay, great.
So that... Yeah, that helps too. And one thing I will say is I think that people get caught up in like variety and being fancy and like switching up meals a lot. And I don't think you have to do that. I think that if you kind of have maybe 10 or 15 meals your family loves, just rotate through those.
Yeah.
By the time you swing back around, you know, it's been 2 weeks since they've had tacos or something. So they're not, you know, they're not mad about it.
Plus, you can't get sick of tacos.
Well, I know. We do tacos in every variation. We do. Yeah, we do taco lasagna, taco salad.
Yeah, my husband claims he can eat a million tacos in one sitting, but so far I've only seen a, one time he tried when it was unlimited taco night at a restaurant, and I think he got to 9.5.
Yep. So, and the other thing too is I buy like bags of lettuce, and then that's kind of our filler for dinner, like a bag of salads, or like 99 cents for a bag of salad, and I throw that in a bowl, and that's like kind of the filler for your plate, and then, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, so talk to us about these breakfast burritos.
Yeah, I didn't realize it would be such a hit. I felt so productive yesterday as I was hemming and hawing. You know, I'm a salon owner as well as the owner of the Life business. And, you know, I felt a lot of the responsibility on me to make the call whether to shut us down. Well, luckily, the governor did that for us.
Luckily.
Well, yeah, right. In that waiting, though, you know, it's like I couldn't control what was going to be happening. But it's like, well, I can prep for the future. And so I just prepped a whole bunch of breakfast burritos. So I took a dozen eggs and scrambled them up and did a package of sausage and browned that up and mixed
them together. Walk us through the pricing of each of these ingredients, though, because I think that's fascinating, especially when people think, no, there's no way you can do it for that price.
Yeah, our average meal per family, just so I can throw this in there, like when we sit down to eat dinner, our average meal for a family of five is probably cost us anywhere from $6 to $10 for the meal total.
Yeah.
And so this one... So the sausage, the roll of sausage, and these are Aldi pricing. These are current Aldi prices on my Instacart app. So this is why I checked it out before I posted it. 48 cents is a dozen of eggs. So I did a dozen eggs. And then a roll of their pork sausage is $1.89. And I browned that up. Let's see what else. Oh, and then I did four slices of, like, that singles, that processed cheese.
Yeah, like Kraft, the Kraft cheese slices,
but
not name brand.
Right, exactly. So I get the Aldi brand because, I mean, if you're buying fake cheese, I think it's probably the same either way, right?
Yeah.
And so I did 4 slices of that. Well, it's $1 for a package of that, so 4 slices, which it probably wasn't even a quarter. They probably have more than 16, but I just estimated I did maybe a quarter of the package. So that was about a quarter worth of cheese. And then the tortillas are 99 cents a package, and there's 10 in a package. I ended up being able to make 15 burritos, so actually $1.25 a package now. They used to be 99 cents. So they're $1.25 a package. And so I did a package and a half, so at $1.87 for the tortillas. That's it, right? The
sausage, yeah, I think that's
the tortillas, the cheese, and the eggs.
Yep.
And then somebody called me up on it and said, oh, you didn't include the price of the foil. Well, I bought my tin foil at the dollar store. I probably used maybe a fifth of the roll, so maybe 20 cents worth. So I guess that's, you know, another 20 cents. Well, when I added that all up and divided that by 15 burritos, it comes out to like 30 cents a burrito.
And so how do you make this?
How do I? Okay, so like the recipe. See, and I'm not a recipe follower, but I just throw stuff together. But I scrambled up first I browned up the sausage and set it aside. Then I scrambled up the eggs. And I did not add any extra seasoning because I think the cheese and the sausage is salty enough.
Sure, yeah, but, yep, it's very salty.
Yeah, so I actually, right before, while the eggs were still a little bit wet, I threw this with the browned sausage back in with the eggs, and then I kind of ripped apart the cheese and mixed that all in so it was nice and creamy. And then just, it's as simple as taking maybe a quarter cup of the filling and rolling up the burrito. I wrap it in tin foil and put each one in the freezer.
And I did see one of your tips was to make sure that the burritos cool before wrapping them up, right?
Oh, yes. Yep, absolutely. Because I think if you do, like, I let the filling cool before I wrap them up. Otherwise, they can get kind of soggy once you put them in the tin foil and in the freezer. And then people are asking me about reheating them.
So obviously, you need to remove the tin foil, right? Because otherwise, yes. Craig, yep. You would know as a firefighter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I have to teach my kids that, right? So, yes, take the tin foil off, and then I wrap them in paper towel and just pop them in the microwave. If you remembered to throw it in the fridge at night so it was thawed by morning, you could probably nuke it for about 30 seconds, but we take them right from frozen to nuked, and it probably takes about a minute and a half. You just want to flip halfway through.
Awesome. So there you go. Breakfast for 30 cents.
Right. I mean, how easy is that? And like I said, grab a piece of fruit or something, and bananas are cheap, apples are cheap, so you can do that and add a little extra nutrition. My kids don't like cooked veggies. They only like raw veggies generally for stuff like that. So, but otherwise, throw a potato in there if you want to stretch it even a little bit further.
Or rice. Rice is cheap. Rice and beans make for great spicy Mexican.
Yeah. That's what I did, a whole bunch of rice and bean burritos yesterday, too. So I felt like I was really cruising.
What do you think, Craig?
Well, we have an Aldi. We have Aldis all over the place here. And when she said she has it delivered, I'm like, what are you talking about? You kids know everything. So as you're talking, I created an account on Instacart. I've never used it before, but they do deliver to my house. I'm like, oh, I have 10 stores I can order from. Wegmans, Aldi, Giant Food, Safeway, Costco, Shoppers. We have Shoppers Food Warehouse, CVS Pharmacy, Petco, H Mart, and Target.
Yeah. So while people are under this quarantine, I bet Instacart is a great tool to use.
Yeah. And what I will say is people have said to me, well, don't they charge you money? I will tell you that there is a yearly fee. I can 100% say I'm pretty sure I've already saved that much money by just not going to the store and throwing extra things in my cart.
Wait a minute. You mean a fee at Instacart?
There is an Instacart fee. I mean, obviously they have to make some money somehow. So it's like a yearly subscription fee.
Oh, here it is. The Express. So you can become an Express member. $99 a year, unlimited free delivery year round. And
so
you pay $10 a month.
On that. Yeah.
Yeah. $35
exactly.
Minimum order.
$10 a month.
That's no different than going to Amazon.
That's what I think too. And honestly, like I said, I feel like I've saved more than that by not going to the store and also by not running to fast food because we don't have the groceries in the house. So to me, it was definitely more of a reward than a risk. So.
And one of the good things about not going in the grocery store, like you've pointed out, they heavily market. Grocery stores and credit cards are the two most studied and marketed things out there. So when you're walking down the aisles, the things at the eye level, those products pay for that product placement. And everything is designed to get you to buy more. So if you can avoid, like you said, going there, you can technically save money by just sticking with your budget and your menu meal plan. Did I explain that correctly, Amanda?
I figured
you're my fact checker. Yeah. You can save money.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Monica. We won't keep you any longer, but really appreciate all the great tips you shared today.
No problem. And I will be, I mean, everybody at my post was like, oh, keep sharing more of your budget meals. So, you know, I will definitely be willing to share more ways that we keep our food costs down, because I know that's a big expense for many people.
Awesome.
And I'd love to bring you back on and follow your journey through the baby steps.
Yeah, I was excited. One thing I wanted to say is, so far, even just following this, I just did the math last week. We have already paid off like $4,000 in debt.
Whoa!
Since what, January?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. Congratulations. So that's amazing.
That felt pretty empowering. So, I mean, now we're doing the minimum payments as per instruction. But, you know, it's really good to see what can happen when you put your mind to it.
There you go.
Well, congratulations and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And yeah, it feels good. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was awesome, Amanda. Thank you for getting her to come on and explain all that.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to hear people that are going through the baby steps. That was awesome. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts posted right there on the website, so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post, so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Frontline USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.